So actually, God has introduced the reading in the book of Isaiah. But before we go to the topic, this is the most interesting and seldom spoken of. It's the music and how Satan makes use of influencing the music industry, the singer, and the composer, and everything, the style of the music, and everything. Some people are arguing, debating, from left to right, and speaks something like, it doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as Christian Do, Christian Re, Christian Mi. Oh, my friend, there's also nothing is wrong, and I don't believe that there is a Christian A and Christian B with the brother C and Mr. C and with brother Mr. D. I don't believe neither. So, it's something like this. Music is also a communication, just like language. There are lots of languages in the whole world. And since God has chosen Israel, and it so happened that Israel is speaking in Hebrew, and God spoke to them in Hebrew. Music is also a means of communication. It is a communication between the soul and the spirit of a human being towards another. It is also an expression towards God. That's why we are singing here using the hymn book. Now, to be able to understand, I want to be a little bit slow, okay? So that we will be following up. So each language has letters. Our language has many letters. Okay, our own language. Oh, the English language has also letters. How many letters of the English language? She said 26. Okay, in the Hebrew language there are 22 consonant letters. And since there's no vowels, they introduced vowels lately. The Greek language has 24 letters of consonants and vowels. The English letters has 26 letters. Or the English language has 26 letters. Now it's something like this. Each letter, when you combine, it gives a word. And the word can communicate. Let's say F-O-O-L. You combine that. F doesn't have any meaning. Letter L doesn't have any meaning. But when you combine F, O, O, L, fool, it gives meaning. It could be in the negative sense. It could be in the positive sense. So on the other hand, so I'm using the letters as illustration. On the other hand, in music, it so happened that during certain period in the early centuries, some monks introduced. It takes number of years to teach a student a music, but he was able to introduce that seven sounds of the music. So, if the letters of a certain language has number of letters in music, there are seven notes. See that? Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. So, seven. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. And the eighth note is the repetition of the first Do. There are seven notes. Now, when you combine one note and another note here and another note in one staff or five lines with a measure here and a G clef and a measure here is called a praise. And then when you introduce the second measure, another construction of notes, a second praise, until you have one maybe it's called the music language. And each note can be identified, and sometimes the music professor or teacher who knows really the music, and he uses interchangeably that the note can be identified in two ways. You see here, E, and that is me. When you say do, re, mi, like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music, that is the sound of the notes. So when you teach during the early centuries, when you teach the children music, they call it solfeo. In English, solfeggio, double G. So when you teach a certain person of music, you're going to teach him the solfeo. So with sound, he is singing in notes. Like Julie Andrews. Do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, mi, do, mi. It's solfeggio. It's solfeggio. It's the sound of music. And if I teach the music with the kids, I'm also going to introduce how you identify those notes by the name of the notes. So we have the sound of the note and the name of the note. The name of the note represents the first seven letters of the English alphabet. A, which is La. A, B, C, D, E. And then we have F, G. I was looking this morning. So, when you combine those notes, let's say one note here, if you open our hymn book, this is style. This is how they compose it, and they sing it in chorus, and they call it the arrangement of the note is in SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Two notes in the G clef, two notes in the bass clef. And when you play together, there's a harmony. It sounds good, pleasing to the ears. I want to be slow. These guys is we have teenagers here. They are exposed. When I was a teenager, I was listening to the Beatles. And the Hotel California. But later on, I discovered that they are garbage. It's nothing. So, when you combine those musical phrase, it gives a musical sentence. And another sentence, you have a musical story. So single notes and even single letters can mean nothing. It's nothing. It's how you compose the music. Now, here's the two sides of argument. The other side, they said, I'm a professor in theology, and I will say to the other guy, music is neutral. Do you understand what does it mean that music is neutral? It means whether it is a Baroque music, a classical music, contemporary music, jazz, hip-hop, rap, rock music. Oh, we may be able to use them, those music. Just put Christian lyrics and it's a Christian music. And then come here, we can attract those, a new generation, okay? Attract them and let's sing lively. And we'll be happy and clap our hands and jump, and we can praise God in this kind of music. We can attract the new generations. Just put Christian lyrics in those style of music, and we can do that. That is the meaning of when the professor will say, music is neutral.
On the other hand, there's another guy. He's not a professor. He's not a theologian. But he was able to see everything that is in the scripture. Brother, music is not neutral. And music is being used by Satan. Like this morning, I was able to introduce the Paul's writing two letters to Timothy, and the first topic or the first point is a charge to Timothy that he is going to be enlisted as a warrior and as a soldier or as a commander or as a general with respect to his soldiers. Second point is what he's going to fight for is in Ephesians chapter 6, wearing the whole armor of warfare, and the other one, and the weapon is the sword of the Spirit, two-edged sword, and it's nothing but the Word of God, the Bible. So the other theologian will say, the other person will say, prove to me, brother, that there's no such thing as Christian hip-hop. That's challenging. Let's open again the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, that it was read by Gord, and everybody is following it, in verse 11, although we know that in verse 12, the context of this chapter is no other than Lucifer. Lucifer is called the morning star. And I'm reading, since I'm reading in King James Version, it is written, thy pomp, in Hebrew language, it means your magnificence, your splendor, everything that reflects from you. Okay? So he's saying, God is saying that your magnificence, your display, your splendor will be brought down to the grave. That is the Hebrew word of Sheol. But it was translated in some version as Sheol, but in English, in King James Version, is it will be brought down to the grave, and the noise of your vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. What did you notice there? The noise of your vials. Vial is the basic musical instrument were often used in the feasts, and the meaning here is that instead of being surrounded with splendor and the instruments of music, the monarch was now brought down to the corruption and stillness of the grave. The instrument is being referred to by the word vial, and there's a plurality in the word, in the Hebrew word. In Latin, it's called nablium. Nablium. It was a string instrument, usually with 12 strings, and played in by using pecten or plectrum, or in English, the pick. When you play the guitar with a pick. In Spanish, it's called plectrum. And sometimes it's being used to play by hand. That's why there is a Spanish, another style of music, it's called flamenco in the guitar. And it's being used in Spain. When you play flamenco with your guitar, it's being used in dance. It's a dance music, flamenco. So it's being played by hands. So it's called finger style. It goes like that. So here, in verse 12, is Lucifer, means morning star. But you will find here the noise. In King James Version, it was translated as the word noise, but I'm not dogmatic of the original Hebrew word that has been used here. It could be, here, it could be a voice, or really, really a noise. Because in English, there's one connotation when you say, "Don't be noisy! Stop that noise!" And you know that it doesn't give pleasing to the ear. It's noise. But when you play the guitar, stop that music. You don't say, "Stop that noise." But we don't know. Why is it the King James Version translated it noise? Very, very interesting. See? Now it's starting, your mind is starting to think and being challenged. But here, there's a joke here. Satan is not the red guy with two horns holding a pitchfork. That's a caricature. It's funny. But I can say, Satan, from this verse, his name is Lucifer, he can transform into an angel. He can also transform himself to a new guy in town of Winnipeg, in city of Winnipeg, walking in the downtown of Bannatyne, holding with a guitar case. You see that? Satan has his own musical instrument. If you see me come here on that room and come here and I'm holding a guitar, you may be able to think that I could be a composer, a guitar player, maybe a singer, and anything that you can name it. So I can say that Satan can transform himself to a new guy in town walking with his guitar. Here, Satan has his own musical instrument, his viol, and it is being described as the noise of your viols, the noise of your guitar. You see? But I'm not dogmatic of using the word noise. I will tell you. You may be able to understand if we go to another context. So Satan, what do you think Satan is? He's not the red guy. He has his own musical instrument. He could be composer. And he can be a composer. He can introduce a new music in the music industry in the year 2018. And everybody is going to be with it. Especially the new generation. Here, it says, "Then the noise of your viols and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee." For us to be able to understand more of it, because I told you that before, because the other guy who said music is neutral, and the other guy said, "It's not neutral, brother." But the other guy said, "Prove it." So that's why we have to prove it. We have to open the book. We have to go back to the scripture. We have to open the Bible. It's the word of God, the only basis of Christian faith. Now let's open our book to Exodus chapter 32. And let's see what happened in that incident. I call that the incident. It's Moses and Joshua. Exodus chapter 32. What happened? In verse 15. Exodus chapter 32 in verse 15. "And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other side, and they were written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. Verse 17. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp down the foot of the mountain. And Moses, I don't know what is in the mind of Moses that he was able to understand by hearing. He can identify. See that? He has wisdom because God was with him. And God gave the two tables or the two tablets of the Ten Commandments on the top of Mount Sinai. He was with God. He was with him, magnificent with the mystery of God. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. They're singing. If Moses and Joshua will be walking down again in that building, let's say in Portage, okay? And maybe Joshua will say, it's only an illustration. Moses, there's a noise. There's a quarrel. They are quarreling in that building. While walking, Moses said, Joshua, you don't understand. They're singing. See, the description of Joshua is warlike. See that word? Shouted. There's a warlike. Maybe shouting. Imagine that, huh? When there's a war during the time of the Israel. Okay? When there's a war, there's a screaming, crying of children being overcome. See? There's a fighting. And there's a shout and everything. And Joshua is describing that the same as war. There is a war down in the camp. But Moses said, it is not a noise of war. They are just singing. But I do not suggest anything yet. Right? Ha, he's smiling. So, take note of this. There are five times the word in original Hebrew that was written from verse 17 and 18. Five times. Two in verse 17 and three in verse 18. And they are all the same word. Ah, look at that. The same Hebrew word. But in verse 17, since the context of Joshua's question, there is a shout. There is a war down the camp. But Moses understood with the wisdom of God, he was able to identify it. They are singing. You see that? Very interesting. Same Hebrew word, five times. Two in 17, three in 18. But if, because it was translated, maybe I'm not the translator, maybe the King James Version, the people who translated the King James Version, he was able to identify and translated it according to its context. Because that is one rule in translation. Now, remember, when Moses, after receiving that tables, they said, the noise of them that hear. Now, we go to another verse. 2 Chronicle. Oh wait, am I losing some page? Oh, there you are. Sorry for that. 1 Samuel, chapter 16, starting verse 14. I'm not going to read all the text, but you should follow this in your note. When you go home, you can read the text, the whole chapter. You will be able to understand what I'm saying. Some first book of Samuel, verse chapter 16, starting verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubled thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Last verse of this chapter. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. So what did David, what did he do? He just played the musical instrument with his hand. I can get my guitar and play my guitar, but just play with my guitar, with my hand, pluck the string of my guitar, and I will be able to worship God. When David made the book of Psalms, he is not actually just playing his musical instrument. He is composing. And when composing the music, sometimes in the composer, lyrics is coming in. And since the lyric is praising God, the music is praising God. Okay? We are not talking about the style of the music yet. Then, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, in verse 13, and it came to pass, 2 Chronicles 5, 13, and it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. The word to make one, because I was reading the King James Version, to make one is one Hebrew word, and the meaning is the same. One. I and my Father are one. So it's a mystery. They are singing in one. There's harmony. There's a fellowship, and when two notes, when you play two notes all together, you play guitar? No. Who play guitar? Because when you play the guitar, there's sometimes you play by chords, and you place your finger, and then you strum at the same time. So in the piano, you can play do and re and mi all together, and you will say that is C chord. There's a harmony. There's oneness. Harmony. They are together. So what happened here is you can construct and compose music in harmony. But on the other hand, I can construct and compose music in what they call disharmony. So what happened here? Let's see
Amos chapter 5. Amos chapter 5 verse 23. Take thou away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your viols. Take note of this. There's a word here in Hebrew, and it was translated as word noise. And this word is not the same word in the Joshua incident. But here, this noise, in the original language, it means tumult, rumble of noise. And it's really a noise, like maybe the noise of the thunder. Okay? And then the next one is the word melody. Melody in the Hebrew word, because this became my favorite word, Zimra. Z-I-M-R-A-H. Zimra. If God is going to give me another daughter, I will name her Zimra. It's nice. Here, the musical piece or song to be accompanied by an instrument that is called melody. Zimra. My wife is smiling. According to the context, the musical instrument is the viol. The musical instrument, the viol. So Zimra is the musical piece, or the musical itself, the music itself. So, it's something like this. When I give a tune, ta-ra-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra-ri-ra-ra, la-la-la-ri-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra, what is in your mind on the history of music? There's one. You are trying to remember the song. Oh Lord my God. See that? You remember that song. So when the composer is trying to compose and give praise to God, he was, I will say the word, inspired. Whether you tell me dogmatically or not, that it's because in the book of Timothy it says all scriptures is inspired by God. I don't give a relationship. But here, if I am inspired of making a poem, and from that poem I put that in music, there is a feeling from my own spirit and my soul, with my faith, with the lyrics that I am composing, and with that song, the melody, the arrangement of the notes in the G clef, it gives a praising to God. I can praise God. And even if I remove the lyrics and just play the melody itself, what is in your mind is praising God. That you, when you play the music without the lyrics, just playing the music itself without accompaniment, just the melody, ta 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 ta, you remember the person who composed that music. You remember the person. Each hymn has each songs in the hymn book. Sometimes there's a background, like the Amazing Grace, like what it did in the death of Elijah. Rachel sang Peace Like a River, because it is this, there's a story behind that song. And when you sing that, it gives praise to God. Now take note, Isaiah chapter 51. Go back to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 51. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord.
joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. The Hebrew word here is the same word in Exodus incident, the Moses on Joshua. The same Hebrew word was translated into the word voice. So when the word melody or the zimra, which is the music or the musical piece, so the word voice of melody can also be properly translated the sound of music. See that? Instead of using the word voice, you can use noise or sound. So it can be properly translated, the voice of melody, as the sound of music. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So the word melody is salontes, double L, in Greek, which is the verb of salo, means to sing a psalm. You see that? To sing praise or composing music by accompaniment of a harp, or to sing an Old Testament psalms, in the Greek psalmos, is being referred to the Old Testament book of Psalms. This music is spiritual. This music is spiritual, like psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And in Romans chapter 15, verse 9, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, it is written in the book of Psalms 18:49, or chapter 18, verse 49, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. In the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 49, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Now we see here, I cannot admit that the things that I mentioned to you with respect to the context, the verse, there is such thing, number one, as music that gives praise to God. On the other hand, there's also a music that gives praise to the devil. I do believe that. If there's light, there's darkness. If there's white, there's black. If there's God, there's Satan. Everything. What Satan did is something like this. Satan, in John chapter 8, when he was talking, Jesus, when he was talking to disciples, and the Pharisees are listening, and Jesus said, you don't believe me. You remember? You're just like that. Because your father is Satan, the father of lies. He mentioned the word, the father of lies, Satan. So Satan is the father of falsehood, and lie is opposite of the truth. And Jesus said, I am the light, the truth. And Jesus said, He is the truth. So what it means is Satan is the opposite. Okay? So what Satan did, and I do believe it, if Satan is reverse and opposite, and the construction of the music is here, is the melody, the first, the upper staff, which has the G clef, and the lower staff is the bass clef, he reverses it. And what you hear now is, when you hear such music in today's generation, you will hear the emphasis is the bass clef, the rhythm, the bass. The melody is nothing. It's in the background. So when you see the driver in the other car doing like this, he's driving, and the sound of his music is so loud that the bass is doing dum 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 dum, and it's going, his body is moving dum 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 dum. dum, 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 dum. See that? Your body is moving. Satan is influencing the music to get this generation to be attracted into the world. And there's one thing, one more thing. And during the time of during the 80s, there's a one rock singer in the Philippines. His name is Eddie Meza. He's a rock singer. And he has his own family, the wife and some daughters. When he was converted, he did not compromise the song of his past to the songs of being a Christian. But instead, he went from church to church, preaching and teaching what is going to happen in the future. And I was surprised and amazed. And during that time, that was somewhere mid-80s, so don't ask my age, that's somewhere mid-80s. So what happened, he gave me a challenge. That there are some theologians and pastors and teachers today, they made some books about those things. And they made some videos about those things. Look at the generation today when they play the music. And how do you call this? Concert. The worldly concert. Everything. The lights, the sounds, and everything. They are totally depraved. They are dancing and singing in the lyrics and in the music of Satan. I'm not identifying any kind of music. So what happened now? Satan has an influence in the music, in the world, worldly music. They don't listen to that. There's a group and they call it Hillsong. See that? Now, this group is singing contemporary Christian music. And on the latter times of those things, you can see that in Facebook, in YouTube, in everything, online. They declared something heresy. So, do not be conformed unto this world just like that with those kind of music. You should open the book and go back to the scripture. I do believe, and I can fight with it. Even if you tell me and say that I'm going to recant my faith, that music is not neutral, and if not, you're going to cut my head, go for it. Cut my head. I'm ready. So, Brother Rod, how are you going to draw a line? Where is the separation? What are the music that we should sing inside the church to use it in the worship service? And what are the music that we have to reject? Very good question, Gord. Look at this. You open the hymn book of the Presbyterian. You open the hymn book of the Baptist. Yeah, of the Baptist. And the Baptist, there's a one group. There's a hymn book of the Reformed Baptist. You open the book. Sometimes you don't read the introduction. And sometimes you have to read the introduction, the preface. How did they choose and select those songs to be sung as part of the hymn book of those churches? So the same principle from the Presbyterian, same principle from the Baptist, whether if you are Reformed Baptist. They selected songs. Because when they selected those hymns from the books of the hymn, they said, they considered who is the composer, what is their life, Christian life, who sang this song, what is the relationship, how come that they made this kind of lyrics. It became part of their life. And what kind of faith do they have?
Now, you just listen and hear that from the internet, from the YouTube. There's another song, contemporary Christian music. I don't say whatever is that. And then you will say, oh, that's a nice lyrics. So let's put it inside the church and let's use it and let's sing it inside the church and let's worship God and use that kind of music. Music from the world that is not being properly identified, because music is not neutral. And those music with that kind of style and music and anything, just put some Christian lyrics and then you may be able to worship God and use them inside the church. I don't believe. Eddie Meza, instead of compromising his past and using those kind of music, he went from church to church and saying, this is not the music that should be sung inside the church. And the first song that we sang after his conference or something, oh Lord my God, and he said, this is wonderful song that can be sung inside the church to worship our God. Who is the composer? Who is the singer? What denomination do they belong? What kind of church? What is their faith? Where do they stand? What is their confession of faith? What is the biblical nature of the content or the message of the song? Is it Arminian? Is it Pentecostal? Is it the whole counsel of God that is being declared in the song? You have to identify those things. Is it according to the infallibility of the Word of God? Search the Scripture and compare their life, their belief, according to the Word of God. Search the internet and learn about their faith. You know, Vicky Beeching she became well known in England of composing Christian music. Very nice. 2007? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I saw it in the internet. And they declared, and she declared, with her, you know, maybe the English accent. Maybe, and then she said, I do believe in the same-sex marriage. See, I'm a lesbian. So there is a turnover. You see that? She was being used by Satan ever since. And you know that there are some actors and actresses and even singers, they promise to somebody else that they want fame and they sold their soul. You know that. You don't know that. That's number one. It's just the lately actor who died. Suicide. Who is that? Robin Williams. He told in his very own testimony, I cannot bear anymore my life because I really sold myself to the devil. Whether true or false, there is a danger that some people in those areas to have fame, they sold their soul. And during the 80s, they introduced what they call reverse masking. So something like this, that you know the song Hotel California. You know, the teenagers know that. The Hotel California. And they said when you reverse the music, there's a message. And the message is praising the devil. So what happened, but the Hotel California, on the other hand, it was composed by whom? Anyone?
Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey, I think his name.
Who?
Glenn Frey.
Okay, I'm not sure of that. But anyway, the composer, when he composed that song, he is giving it as a dedication to Anton LaVey, the head of the Satanism. And there is a real Hotel California, and on top of the hotel, they made sacrifices to Satan. It's Anton LaVey. My father bought, when I was a teenager, my father bought a Reader's Digest about, I don't remember anything about the title of the book, but Anton LaVey was featured in some pages, and he is really worshiping the devil, Satan. But on the news lately, Anton LaVey, on his deathbed, he's trying to say that, I want to repent, something like that. I believe in God, something like that. I don't know, but there's a mystery on that. I cannot judge. See that? But there's one thing that I can say. Some people are trying to sing or preach the Word of God, and then on the last part of their preaching, on the last part of their life, they became heretics. Some people are heretics, and on the last part of their life, they came unto repentance. But God is working. I cannot say who and who, I cannot judge. But how are we going to draw the line? See that? Are we going to compromise with the kind of music? Is there such thing as Christian rock music? Is there such thing as Christian hip-hop? This style of hip-hop, this style of rap, when you remove the lyrics, does not have any melody. Boom, 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 boom. No melody. The melody is like... See that? There's a melody. Knock, knock, who's there? Kenneth. Kenneth who? And can it be that I should gain? It's a joke. But anyway, I it's a joke. I'm sorry for that. Anyway, when you sing those songs, it really gives praising to God. Even if you sing, I was challenged that because we are singing, you don't have the pianist, and we are singing without musical instrument, and we can praise God in such a lyric. You remove the lyric and you play the musical instrument, even without lyrics, just playing the music itself, the melody, with accompaniment in your left hand, or without accompaniment, just the melody, you can praise God. When David was playing with his harp, he was playing with his finger. He is not singing. So there is a kind of music that gives praise and worship to God. And it can also remove evil spirit from that person. So it's nice to have a certain musical instrument that you can play with. If you are lonely, get that musical instrument and play. See? It gives refreshment, refreshing. And what you going to play? I'm going to play, O Lord my God. See? If there's some evil spirit from me, if Satan is trying to tempt me, if Satan is working on me, is trying to make me down or depressed, or I'm thinking about committing suicide, I can get my guitar or my musical instrument and play a hymn, even without lyrics. I can praise God, and God will be able, He can also remove the evil spirit of Satan working in me. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for giving an understanding of this scripture and for all these things we may be able to identify ourselves, the church, the ecclesia, that you have bought with your own blood, that you died on the cross, and for all these things you redeemed us. And we go together and sing praises to you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we may be able, especially with this group, even without a leader, they will continue in using your hymn book. I'm not really dogmatic, Lord, with this kind of song. There are some Christian, not even using the word Reformed Baptist, a Christian who is really saved, he can make and compose such music that we can sing. But I do believe, Lord, we may be able to identify all these things, especially in today's music. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.